The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, of basically Nancy Pelosi making it a, as she called it, a formal impeachment inquiry. Your phone calls and your comments are welcome. 877-235-9405. It's 736 on 94.5. The answer. You know, housing is a basic need. It's right up there with food and water, and it's not always easy for people to afford safe and efficient housing. In some areas, affordable housing is non-existent. And I talked earlier this morning about the situation in San Francisco with their homeless population there. The city is literally putting these big boulders on the sidewalks in areas to prevent people from setting up their temporary tents and shanties and all to live on the streets. Now, I don't know where they think the people are going to go. By putting these boulders there, they're just going to move them from one neighborhood to another, I guess. There's another organization in upstate South Carolina, Daily Bread Ministries in Greer. They want to do something about homelessness. And yes, Greer is a small town compared to San Francisco. But I think it just kind of shows you that homelessness doesn't discriminate as far as the size of your city. So Daily Bread Ministries, they want to build five tiny homes in a corner behind their soup kitchen. It's on East Poinsett Street there in Greer. Any of you in the Greer area, you know all about Daily Bread Ministries. What a great organization. These houses would serve as transitional houses and emergency shelters for people who are homeless in Greer. This location is across the street from a train track, and it's between an asphalt plant and a small church there. Chip Patat is involved with Daily Bread Ministries, and last week he made a plea to the Greer City Council to rezone the site that would allow these houses. Now, the Planning Commission in Greer has denied the request because the property is in an area zone commercial, and the project, in their words, would not fit the spirit or character of the area. Now, again, I live in Greer. Greer is my hometown. It's not necessarily, this is not a pretty area necessarily. Again, you got the railroad track running through there. You have this asphalt plant there. And you have Daily Bread Ministries. I wanted to bring my friend Wayne Griffin in. Wayne is on city council over in Greer, and kind of get an update on this. Wayne, welcome in. Thank you for joining me for a few minutes this morning.
Good morning, Joey. Thank you for having me.
Now, Wayne, this area that Daily Bread Ministries wants to build these tiny homes, this is in your district, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And as I understand it, you're supportive of this.
Yes, I'm supportive of it.
Yeah.
Because I believe in, you know, people that had hard luck, they deserve a second chance, you know. And that STEP program that Daily Bread Ministries is running is an awesome program where they try to help people get back on their feet and become productive taxpaying citizens again.
Right. And that's good for everybody. It's good for them, and it's good for Greer.
I agree.
Yep. So let's talk for a minute. You know, there's a great organization over in Easley, Wayne, and I'm sure you're familiar with the Opportunity Village over there. Some of you may recall that I'm involved with the Tucker Hips Memorial Foundation, and last year some of the proceeds that were raised from the golf tournament, Cindy and Gary Hips have just done a great job with the Tucker Hips Memorial Foundation to remember their son Tucker, the young Clemson student who lost his life. By the way, it's 5 years this past Sunday in an early morning fraternity run. It was a tragic accident. But Cindy and Gary have turned this around, and they're raising money for needy organizations, very good organizations like this organization in Easley. And the Easley Dream Center's Opportunity Village, they've opened 10 transitional houses using these tiny homes. It's a great little village. We were able to contribute some money towards them from the proceeds of the golf tournament. It's done nothing but improve this area. It's done nothing but help people in the Easley area. And Wayne Griffin, I would say that, as my understanding, they're proposing 5 of these tiny houses, and it would do nothing but improve that area as well, right?
Correct.
So what do you think the big and I understand that the planning commission, they're citing zoning and everything, but don't you guys as a city council, can't you offer exemptions for those types of things?
Yes, and first I want to say that planning commission did what they were supposed to do, because
sure.
They went strictly by the law, but I think as a council member, we have the option of doing variances, when it's reasonable. And it's not something that we take lightly, overturning the planning commission, because they do a lot of hard work for us.
Sure.
But this is one case where I think we need to use a little common sense,
Yeah.
And approve this because it's good.
And I'm glad you pointed it out, Wayne, because the planning commission, everything with them, it's black and white. I mean, if the zoning says that this is what is allowed in this area, then that's what they have to recommend, right?
That's right. That's correct.
So they read the zoning requirements for that area and basically said, okay, this does not fit. They're not necessarily saying that they don't want this to happen in the city. They're just saying that this is not the right place for it because of your plans. I mean, all cities and counties, you do 5-year, 10-year plans, and you guys have done that in Greer, Wayne, and, this, according to what's on paper, would not fit. But I guess what your job now, Councilman Wayne Griffin, is to decide if maybe an exemption should be offered so that these tiny houses can be built. And where do you think that's headed?
Well, we passed, it was passed 6-1 last night on first reading, so we have to do a second reading on it, and we'll see. I think Daily Bread Ministries should be commended because it's not often that somebody brings a program like that to the city and they don't ask for any funds. They didn't ask us for any funding at all. They just ask us to, change the zoning so that they could proceed.
Right, and that's a big point too. You're right. They're not asking you for money. They're going to raise the money themselves, and there'll be a lot of volunteers involved in this whole process. And again, I just think it will be an improvement. So Wayne, and I wasn't aware of that. So you guys voted last night in the first reading to I guess offer an exemption so that these will be allowed. So that is that you think that's probably going to be the path that you guys take.
I hope so. It's got to get through two readings, so we have to have the next reading in 2 weeks, and then we'll see. We'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, Wayne Griffin, thank you for what you're doing to help pave the way for this. Because again, and look, I've lived in Greer my whole life. And I would be nothing but proud but to see these tiny houses built there to help some of these people who just need a hand. They need a hand up, get them stabilized, help them find jobs, and then they can buy their own house and start contributing to your tax base there in the city of Greer.
That's correct.
Yep. Wayne Griffin, glad to have you. Thank you, my friend, and have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Wayne Griffin. Hey, I'm glad to hear that. I wasn't aware that that they were voting last night. That's the right direction.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.